Everybody, this is Pastor Buddy. Glad to have you aboard tonight, the Shepherd's Call. Call a friend and tell them that we're on the air. We got some good information for you tonight in the way of the spiritual highway. Tonight we're going to start on some national news to bring you up to date of what's happening at this very moment. It's been reported today by intelligence specialists that U.S. intelligence have said that there are reports that Bin Laden's organization has acquired some type of nuclear device. Well, we've been telling you that we fear that that's the next item on the agenda, that we are possibly, and you know we've had a warning from yesterday, that something is in the air, that they're expecting more attacks. This is coming from the highest officials in the United States government, including the president himself, that we are to be on alert, and yet they expect America to go about business as usual. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, that's not going to happen anytime soon. We have told you that the economy is taking severe blows. The stock market is down again today. Trading is off, and confidence in the stocks of America are down, and we also have problems, domestic problems, such as layoffs. Large companies are folding under. Ford today announced a change at its top simply because of poor management. The CEO was dismissed, forced out. And the grandson of Henry Ford is now at the controls to try to get Ford Motor Company, one of the largest employers in the U.S. So the U.S. is taking a terrific economic hit, not only on this the domestic scene, the national scene, and the world at large. We are losing our friends as the coalition is showing signs beginning to crack. Well, the war's not going as planned. We now have an acknowledgement that our ground forces are in Afghanistan and will be there for the duration. They're going to establish an airfield bases within, and then they're going after the soldiers that are in the mountains. Well, Russia tried that. We keep trying to remind our country that Satan came to America on 9/11/01. Now, Satan's plan is to kill and to steal and to destroy. So, what's next? After nuclear warfare, what's left, ladies and gentlemen? This could turn into a very serious situation, and if these terrorists, these Muslim terrorists, Osama bin Laden's terrorist organization, if it's true that they're behind all these things and that they were, in fact, the suicide bombers, then would they care not to destroy America, a city of America, with a nuclear bomb? We think that they would probably do that. And so the government will not rule out that more attacks are on the way. This is today. National emergency has been declared. Washington on the first war alert since World War II. The United States moved the defense of the homeland yesterday to a level not seen since the raid on Pearl Harbor, reflecting the deep civil and military concern that the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon were but the opening salvos in a war unlike any nation has ever faced. Well, the nation's capital, it's been reported, has been turned into a military zone with fortresses set up, armed police guarding, extended perimeter cordon, helicopters overhead, military vehicles posted at strategic points. And, ladies and gentlemen, we have U.S. jet fighters armed with instructions to shoot down any airliner that is hijacked over the sky. So those people that are flying are taking risks. You know that they have tested, CBS News tonight tested the holes in the surveillance of the airport security, found many holes. Only 5 to 10% of the luggage is ever checked going on board. And so we've got a lot of problems in America. That's been reported that our military interceptors were not even called into action until late in the day when the World Trade Center and the Pentagon were struck. What if it had been Russian planes or MiG fighters and the Pentagon is struggling to explain their response? Damage due to the Pentagon is over $100 million and is estimated it will take years to repair. An Arab pilot was arrested by the FBI, and he's the same man dismissed by Senator Biden as innocent. Well, Mr. Biden, we know where he comes from. Germans intensify investigation of Muslim terrorists in a cell suspected in Hamburg, Germany. U.S. had advanced warnings that the Muslims would strike and hijack. Logan Airport security chief has lost 130 security badges, it's been reported. And it goes on and on and on as we go down the line with all these problems that we have in America. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we warned you last night about the potential hazard of the smoke that the firefighters and the folks that are cleaning up the World Trade Tower Center complex. Now they are reporting today that 4,000 firefighters working at the Trade Center site have been stricken with a heavy, persistent cough, prompting a new round of medical examinations. And that was reported today by Fire Commissioner Tom Van Edson, as he reported yesterday that was the case. Now, New York woman is struggling for survival as she is on a respirator. The health commissioner gave us that news today. And there is a very lethal strain of anthrax as it is now appearing in New York City. The New York governor orders his National Guard troops on alert, and they are armed with live ammunition as the FBI issued a new terrorism warning about possible attacks. And so the New York National Guard is armed and ready for action. Now, the FBI issues a second global warning based on very big and very credible intelligence reports that we are likely to be struck again in the coming week. Now, anthrax has been found in 5 more buildings. Tests reveal the presence of anthrax spores at 5 more government offices in downtown Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here on the Shepherd's Call as we told you over 30 days ago that the post office would become a delivering agent of a lethal death because that's the way terrorism works, and we are a free, open society, or have been, and they are closing the loopholes fast, and that's what this is all about. American Airlines flight yesterday was forced to make an emergency landing at Washington, and this is the reason there was a suspicious note found aboard, an airline spokesman said. So you see how terrorism works, just a note left in a on the plane caused this plane to be diverted, all emptied and searched. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, this is astounding. German crews that are now flying in the AWACS planes never dreamed that the United States of America would need foreigners to protect their homeland. The German surveillance specialist named Mike admitted sheepishly, he says, "I didn't even know where Oklahoma was." As the surveillance plane cruised toward the East Coast from its temporary post at Oklahoma's Tinker Air Force Base. So we've got foreigners guarding the skies of America. Ladies and gentlemen, we warned you 2 years ago that the United States military was in a shambles, as they are now concentrated on airplanes and carriers, and our homeland protection, our military forces are now abroad. Saddam Hussein is back in the news today. He calls upon the world to stop the United States of America. He has urged the world to prevent the United States winning its war in Afghanistan, while his son's newspaper expressed fear that Washington and London would attack Iraq in November. Osama bin Laden was in Albania, according to this report, last year. Well, what else is new? He could go and come anywhere or at any time. The U.S. Secret Service warned Clinton that the Pakistani spy agency was tied heavily into Osama bin Laden. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, they have nuclear capabilities. And we are now in the midst of an FBI investigation whether that Iraq provided support to the terrorist. Well, listen again. Here is the Keystone Cops at the FBI have no plans to search terrorist apartments for anthrax. Federal officials investigating a possible connection between the September 11th attacks and the sending of anthrax to American media in Florida said Sunday that tests on two cars owned by hijackers showed no evidence of the anthrax spores, so they have now given up the idea about investigating the apartments. Well, President Bush was too busy to attend the funerals of postal workers killed by anthrax. That made the news today. George W. Bush did not attend the funeral Friday of Thomas Morris Jr., although the services were an easy ride by presidential limousine from the White House. Nor did he attend the Sunday funeral of Joseph Kersing Jr. in Washington, although he was holed up in nearby Camp David the entire day. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we can't jump on our president for not attending these funerals. He's got a lot on his mind here lately. Bush administration was told days after September 11th that the secret meeting between an agent in Iraq in Czechoslovakia, that is now making the news again, and Mr. Prime Minister Tony Blair is also in the news. He says that war against terrorism will not flinch or falter. While at home, he is being severely criticized by his critics, saying that he's knuckling into the United States' pressure to urge Britons to never forget the reasons for the campaign, and so they are now beginning to have second thoughts. Now, British Muslims are threatened with treason charges if they join the Taliban, and it has been reported that young British Muslims are leaving the UK to join the Taliban fighters in Afghanistan. Well, we told you that a jihad means a holy war. And there's 1 billion of these fundamentalist Muslims. We're not saying that a billion is going to show up there to fight against us, but if they get 1%, then you've got a problem, ladies and gentlemen, with a mass army. And this war could go on for, as Mr. Bush said, 10 years. It could drag on for 20 if we've got the will to fight. Now, here's some news for today. Japanese warships are now being sent to the Afghanistan war. Now, this is unprecedented since World War II, as they have had their laws forbidden such things. They will not actually engage in direct combat, but they will be supporting the agenda that the coalition has. CIA meeting with spy agencies in Syria, Libya, and the Sudan. Reports from Washington indicate that the CIA has been in high-level contact with Syria, Libya, and Sudan, all previously seen by the U.S. as rogue states. They are seeking their cooperation in President Bush's newly declared war on terrorism. U.S. wants every nation on earth to adopt the anti-terrorism laws by February. And ladies and gentlemen, we are now going worldwide with our laws to try to convince other nations that they need a law similar to ours. Well, we haven't really gotten into that law, and when you see the effects of it and the teeth that they put in it, you may wish that you hadn't signed on. Now, there's a scanner in your future. Biometric technology gets a big boost from terrorism and the fear that it has promoted among the U.S. 10 million Mexican border commuters a year enter this country by flashing a U.S. government-issued smart card encrypted with their photograph and fingerprint, and their numbers will double by the end of the year. Here it comes, ladies and gentlemen. We told you here on the Shepherd's Call it was coming. FBI director pledges to cooperate with local police in the anthrax investigations for the first time, as they have not been cooperating before. Homeland Security Czar appoints 6 to the staff of this new bureaucracy as it is now building its offices in Washington, and the beat goes on. Now, one more item here. The U.S. government meddles again in Nicaragua's presidential election by publicly stating that they will accept anybody but Ortega, who is running evidently down there for president, and the United States is against him. Global Warning Treaty Conference is now back in business, ladies and gentlemen. And the United States, just what we need, more immigrants. As Fox wants Bush, this is President Fox of Mexico, wants Bush to sign off by December to permit these Mexicans to come in. And we are now here down to Florida, where the West Nile virus, the other biological attack, is spreading through Florida at an alarming rate, maybe coming to a neighborhood near you. What's all this mean? We're in a time of trouble. Perilous times shall come. We reported here last night that some of the prophets in the land are predicting nuclear holocaust, nuclear war, coming soon to this country, as it will start in Jerusalem, as one prophet that we quoted last night, that the first nuclear device will be set off in Jerusalem. Now, that would be very easy to do. Let me show you something, ladies and gentlemen. If the Arab population in Palestine, let's say, if they wanted to destroy Israel, all they would have to do is set a nuclear device on their own territory, and Israel at one point is only 8 miles across. This would inflict heavy damage in Israel. one or two strategically placed nuclear bombs could completely destroy Israel, and I believe that they are bound to be aware of the dangers. And this is a very volatile situation, ladies and gentlemen. You may be taking it lightly, but you need not be. Here in America, we are used to being armchair quarterbacks as we watch our precision fighter pilots bomb and strafe and kill and maim children as we go bombing across the territories of distant lands. And we get to watch these in our air-conditioned homes and enjoy the sights as we are like the folks in the Roman Empire of Rome as they were feeding the Christians to the lions, and they were sitting in the stands and watching these lions rip the flesh of these freedom fighters, if you will permit me to call them that, to shreds. You see, we are getting to be bloodthirsty. Tonight we're going to talk about the wicked, and tonight's message will be entitled The Wicked. We're going to bring you some scriptures, and we're going to start in, of all places, the first time that the word wickedness is mentioned in the scriptures is where we left off last night with the watchers. We go back to the sixth chapter of the book of Genesis to get our text. When we come back, we will start our text in Genesis chapter 6. You be ready when we come back with that information. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call. This is Pastor Buddy. We're going to talk about the wicked tonight, and the agenda of the wicked is to destroy, literally destroy, the earth. We're going to prove it by biblical scriptures that it's been tried before, and this time, ladies and gentlemen, it is possible that if these days are not shortened, that we could have a complete annihilation of all flesh. I'm giving you biblical scriptures. We'll prove it as we come back. You're listening to Pastor Buddy on the Shepherd's Call. Let me give you my telephone number. If you'd like to call me after the broadcast, area code 423-626-2172. My mailing address is simply Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. We're down at the bottom there. We'll be back in two. You stay tuned, and we'll be back very shortly. Well, praise Yahweh, everybody. Welcome back to the second half of the Shepherd's Call. We're going to get into the book of Genesis, chapter 6, as we are on the watchers, or the wicked watchers. We're calling tonight's show The Wicked, and we're continuing in part 2, as we taught last night on these wicked ones. And ladies and gentlemen, is it a hard thing for you to believe that we can live after this earth is over? Isn't that the Christian ideal, that we will live on this planet or in the heavens, that we will have a new body, but we will retain the identity and the knowledge of who we are and where we came from? Of course. Let me give you in the fifth chapter of the book of Genesis, chapter 22, and verse 21, Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. Verse 22, after he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and begot sons and daughters. Now we got 365 years. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Now, ladies and gentlemen, is it possible for these watchers to actually come down? And if you have ever read the book of Enoch, You see, the Bible talks about the book of Enoch. And yet it was purposefully left out of the canonization of the framework of the scriptures because somebody didn't want you to know about the watchers. Now, whether it's diabolical, whether it was purposefully intent, or whether it was an accident, or they overlooked these books, is all for your speculation. But we support that they were deliberately left out because someone didn't want you to know the rest of the story. 365 years, typical of now the rotation of the earth around the sun. It's a symbolic gesture of one day being 100 or 1,000 years or vice versa. And after he walked with God, God took him, the Elohim. Now, this word is Strong's number, 430. It didn't say God took him. It says the Elohim took him. Elohim meaning more than one. The angels of Yahweh who ride in the chariots of heaven according to the book of Enoch came down periodically and visited Enoch and took him rides on these chariots. It's all recorded in the book of Enoch. You need to read the rest of the story. Enoch was on a first name basis with some of these mighty Elohim. And so then, they took him off the earth without him ever dying. Now, my question to you, is Enoch still alive? And the obvious answer that we have there, well, if he is, then he's outlived us for many generations because we're talking about at least 7,000 years back into that era of time. Give or take a few thousand years. Let's say it's 5,000 years. Well, anybody that could live that long and survive that long, there has to be a change. We're talking about vibrational frequency here. At some later date, we will preach on the longevity given back to the sons of Yahweh, that we are eternal creatures or created beings that have the ability to live forever. Adam was intended to live and thrive upon the earth without ever seeing any death or any age. Now, if they put death upon him, then they can take death from off him. And that's what happened here with Enoch. Now, notice, it came to pass, chapter 6, verse 1, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God... Now, right here, I'm going to pause, and I'm going to suggest you get you a strong concordance and go to the Hebrew and look at these words that we are now giving you, Nephilim. It is properly translated in the Living Bible as evil beings from the spirit world. Now, it was recorded in scriptures in the New Testament by Christ himself that angels neither marry or are given in marriage. That's the good guys. That was the law unto the angels. And just like man, one-third of the host of heaven, these angelic Elohim, broke with Yahweh and began to violate this law that he had instituted and given for them to abide by. They came down, broke the law, and began to mate with the daughters of men. And they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. And this is spoken of in the book of Enoch. Remember what the book of Enoch says as we go there now to give you just a little injection of the book of Enoch as it is relating to the scriptures to give us some indication of what the problem is. And it's spoken, ladies and gentlemen, as I have indicated to you in the book of Jude in the New Testament. Notice, the book of Enoch is, or the book of Jude is spoke about in the scriptures as telling us that these evil beings came down and they did mate with the daughters of men. Now, notice this. This is chapter 1, of course, and this is verse 9. Yet Michael, the archangel, in contending with the devil, when the devil disputed about the body of Moses. Now remember now, I gave you the scriptures in the thousand-year reign, how that after Moses was resurrected, he'd been dead 1,500 years. Christ resurrected him in the 17th chapter of the book of Matthew. And after he was resurrected, he was allowed to ascend into heaven. After this, the Bible says that the devil, his last act of terrorism in heaven, he disputed with the angel Michael, the archangel, about this body. Why did he want this body? It contained the law. And where there's no law, there's no transgression. And Satan, being the accuser of man, that man was always a sinner, not worthy of redemption under the law, he knew that as long as he kept the body of Moses, that he could have power to rule in heaven. And that's why the war was fought and won by the angels. Praise Yahweh. Notice this, verse 5. And I will remind you, though you once knew this, how Yahweh, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that would not believe. Here it is, verse 6. And the angels who did not keep their first estate or their proper domain, meaning to stay within the framework of the laws of Yahweh. Remember, Yahweh give us the scriptures where in heaven they neither marry or are given in marriage. Well, ladies and gentlemen, these angels didn't marry in heaven. They left heaven, broke ranks, and came down to earth, and there they began to mate with the daughters of men and took them wives, and they began to have offspring. And these offspring, as we're going to read here in the book of Genesis, is where wickedness began to formulate. And that's the word we're looking for tonight, and we're about there. Verse 3, Yahweh said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, and his days shall be 120 years. And there were giants on the earth in those days. Now these are the result of this union between these fallen angels and the daughters of men. While the sons of God, these Nephilim in the Hebrew, meaning these evil ones from the spirit world, came into the daughters of men, and they bore children unto them. Angels are always in the male gender. There is never any scripture that I can ever entertain to read where that they were ever given a female gender or appeared as females. They were always males. Now in heaven, they're neither male or female. We'll get into that sometime and show you. But when they broke ranks, they chose to come down as sons, and therefore they begin to mate. Verse 5. When Yahweh saw the wickedness, there's that word, first time mentioned, the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Well, look at the wickedness today, ladies and gentlemen. And every thought and intent of the heart was evil continuously. Now here is the one that I want you to get. And Yahweh was sorry that he had made man upon the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. Here is the decision, verse 7. So Yahweh said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. I will destroy man whom I have created. Now, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, the angels who did not keep their first estate left their own habitation. He has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness until the judgment of the great day. Right there is where I picked up the thousand-year reign and showed you that Satan will be bound for 1,000 years after Christ ascended into heaven. Satan was kicked out. After that, he was kicked out. He was taken and chained, restrained, on a planet in the deep. The Bible uses the word deep. If you'll search out that Greek word, it is in the cosmos, or out there in space, where this certain planet has an orbitary pattern of only returning every 3,600 years. Now, it is amazing. Our astronomers are now telling us that in the heavens, there is a movement of a giant star, a planet, distant, far distant in the telescopes. A very faint glimmer, if you will, is now appearing in certain constellations. Now, when this star, this planet, comes into our solar system, and we have records that it has appeared periodically before, and the systematic 3,600-year cycle is now beginning to unfold, we are now due for another 3,600-year expiration date when this planet is due back into our solar system. And as I have already indicated, it wreaks havoc with the planetary alignments of the Earth and the planets that are in our solar system. So, get ready. Satan and his angels are going to be loosed in the day of judgment. Well, notice, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know whether you saw the picture of the Inferno, the towers of the World Trade Tower Center. I don't know whether you saw these pictures of this Inferno, and out of it was clear, and these photos have been, they have been documented authentic. They haven't been retouched, as some of these pulp magazines are capable of doing. These were live shots where this fire, you can see the face of a demon. We believe it to be Satan loosed upon America. And ladies and gentlemen, let me give you the wickedness of this evil being. His mission is to kill, steal, and destroy. And the Bible says when he comes back, he will practice and prosper and destroy the holy people mightily. Now, who's the holy people? That is the sons of Jacob. The sons of Jacob. These are the sons of the Mighty One that wrestled with the prince and was to him given a covenant of a revelation of his wonderful, wonderful name. And to us is given these command covenants that we should keep them until the appearing of the last day. Now, we're going quickly as we sum up the matter here to the 15th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians, verse 22. For in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But here we are, every man in his own order. Remember, I told you that Christ was the first out of the grave in a first resurrection. Remember, when he raised Lazarus from the dead, he was already stinking, but he had to die again. So the only one that's ever risen from the dead and remained alive forevermore, and he said, behold, I'm alive forevermore and have the keys of hell and death. Revelation 1:17-18. Every man in his own order, Christ and the first fruits. Well, I gave you the indication that Christ came for his bride in John 3:29. And that he got his bride in the first resurrection, and they came out after his resurrection, and they went into the holy city, and there they will reign with him for 1,000 years. And after the 1,000 years are finished, Satan will be loosed out of his prison. Now, that is after 2 days, he shall revive the plan of 2,520 years of the prophetic utterance that he gave the key that there would be seven times Passover and the Gentiles would tread down the holy city for that span of seven times seven. But if you get the seven times seven of 360, you get exactly 2,520 days. This was fulfilled in 1996. Now, we are now in the beginning, now not the end, but the beginning of the end, where that all these final absolutes will come to pass in the last days. Get ready, because a fearful time is coming to a neighborhood near you. Are you ready to meet your Creator? Remember, the wicked have come to kill. They have come to steal, and they have come to wonderfully destroy. Praise Yahweh. Why? Because that is their mission. As we look for this witness in the Word, remember, the Bible says that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. And what was the conclusion of the mighty ones? I will destroy man. Now, in the last days, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man, as it was in Sodom and Gomorrah. Ladies and gentlemen, the days of Noah and Sodom and Gomorrah could not hold a light to this present wicked, evil generation, where these spiritual hosts of wickedness in Ephesians chapter 6 and 12 is mentioned. The sexual immorality of homosexuality is mentioned in Romans 1:29. Greed and wickedness is mentioned in Luke 11:39. Yahweh cannot look on wickedness, Habakkuk 1:13. And those that will not turn from his wicked ways will be destroyed, Ezekiel 3 and verse 19. Jeremiah 8 and 6 said, man repented of his wickedness, so you have time. The Bible says the heart is desperately wicked, and who can know it? I, Yahweh, search the reins and the heart. Desperately wicked, according to the book of Jeremiah 17, verse 9. Praise Yahweh. Let the wicked forsake his way. Isaiah 55 and 7. Praise Yahweh. The wicked flee when no one pursues. Look at all the wicked running to and fro in the last day, seeking rest and finding none. Now, my suggestion to you is to run to a prophet or a teacher or a preacher that will baptize you and seal you into the divine, holy, magnanimous, magnificent name of Yahweh. This is the only name given under heaven. This is the antidote for sin. It will keep you after you resurrect, and you will be glad you did. Now, praise Yahweh for that truth. Tonight, I'm sponsored by a Miracle 2. We're talking about the wicked tonight, and let me talk to you about some good things. Miracle 2, a spiritual formula that was formulated in heaven and sent down to an humble servant in the state of Louisiana. And there he put together the seven ingredients of this wonderful formula that now has been split. Ladies and gentlemen, unheard of that you could take a formula for soap and split it and make a neutralizer out of it to drink it, and it will actually destroy the biological effects of anthrax, snake venom, and other biological troubles that you may come upon. It also will protect you in the time of nuclear disaster. Now, you can wash all the radiation from your clothing. What you will need in the event of a nuclear attack is a nuclear radiation suit. They're very cheap. You can get them at any surplus store that is still stocked. I understand they're selling like hotcakes. You can take and inquire among the militia surplus stores, and you can find these radiation suits that you can wear and put on. And remember, Miracle 2 is the agent that you need to decontaminate your clothing. And also, you need a good stock of iodine, because that will prevent your thyroid from absorbing the radiation of a nuclear blast. Now, if you want to live any after a nuclear blast, well, then that's what you need to do. If you want to live after you die, do this. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, if you would like my sponsor to send you Miracle 2, if you would like information about Miracle 2, call between the business hours of 9 Eastern Standard Time till 5 Eastern Standard Time at any of these numbers. If one doesn't respond to you, the others will. We give you three. We will start with this number. Write it down. It may prove very valuable to you in the future. 877-289-7439. That is 877-289-7439. Or you may want to try this number, 888-281-7320. Or you can call 866-761-0438. And that will get you in touch with our representatives of Miracle 2. What will it do? It could possibly save your life. Now, no doubt you've got foodstuffs. You need these things to protect your very being. Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. My telephone number is area code 423-626-2172. Been good to be with you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. To Jacob Israel, that's scattered abroad, may peace reign in your heart. And we'll see you tomorrow night at 8 Eastern Standard Time. Until then, Yahweh bless.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.